On the screen, Tony Winton, Miami.
A central Montana river is finally receding after swamping a small agricultural community for the second time in 2 weeks. Today, the Mussel Shell River again inundated low-lying neighborhoods in Roundup, forcing dozens of residents to evacuate homes they had just started to clean up. According to an activist and a resident of northern Syria, thousands of elite troops have converged on a region in which Syrian forces are said to have lost control of large areas. The troops are led by the brother of President Bashar Assad, and residents are being warned by people in neighboring villages that convoys of tanks are approaching. The government says armed groups killed 120 security personnel in one town, and there are fears of additional bloodshed. I'm Richard Stewart. And you've been listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
Only national radio talk show on computers to air every weeknight. Computer America. Hosted by national columnist Craig Crossman. The first hour's behind us, but there's still more of tech news, tech talk, and your phone calls. We're being beamed nationwide by the Business Talk Radio Network, the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and on the internet at ComputerAmerica.com. You got computer problems? Bring them on. You're listening to Computer America. Computers run the world. And we run computers. Call us toll-free, 866-606-TALK. That's 866-606-TALK. Or send us an email to live at ComputerAmerica.com.
Hello and welcome into Hour 2 of the nation's longest-running, nationally syndicated radio talk show on computers. This is the Computer America Show, and I'm your host, Craig Crossman.
I'm your co-host, Ben.
And we continue on with our Wednesday Madness show, and also joining us is the editor-in-chief of Hardware Secrets, Gabriel Torres, and he's becoming a regular feature on the Computer America program, and Gabriel, we really enjoy having you here with us on the program. What we're going to try to do is we're going to reserve like the second Wednesday Madness of the month for you to be on a more regular basis with here on the show, hopefully we'll continue to do some really cool stuff together. You know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely. So welcome into the family of Computer America correspondents, and they are quite extensive. So if you're just joining us now and you're not aware of it, Gabriel is just back from Taiwan. He was visiting the Computex convention that has held every year in Taiwan, and was reporting back to us some of the things that he had seen. During the break, Ben pointed out to me there was a story that was on the page here. It was ASUS products win multiple Computex 2011 Best Choice Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows some of the things that the story comes out of Dubai. And it talks about some of the products. The E-Pad Transformer was the Best Choice of the Year and Best Choice Design Awards.
That's interesting because that's the product I wanted to talk about right now.
Okay, well, good.
This product, I thought the idea amazing. It's like this, like I was telling, if you're not listening before, but on this Computex, like all companies were releasing tablets, right? And
right.
ASUS was one
right.
of the few that were releasing something different.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the pad phone. That's a phone that you put inside a tablet, and you have your tablet based on the software you're running on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And this transformer, the e-tablet transformer, is a different animal. It's a tablet. that you can buy an optional keyboard, and then you install the keyboard on the tablet, and then you have a netbook.
Wow.
Okay. That's a really, really interesting idea. You know, like if you, okay, I like the tablet, but I don't like to type on the tablet, you can buy the keyboard, and then, boom, you have a completely functional netbook.
Right. And it uses what, Android as the operating system?
Yeah, it's Android as well. Mm-hmm.
It is an Android operating system, and it's called the ePad Transformer, and it won the Best Choice of the Year and Best Choice Design Awards at Computex 2011. So that was very impressive. I'm just reading here. It uses the Android 3.0 operating system, up to a 16-hour battery life, with the optional eStation keyboard dock and the proprietary Asus WaveShare interface. It's empowered by an NVIDIA Tegra 2 dual-core processor, 10.1-inch scratch-resistant glass screen with 178-degree viewing angle, weighs just 680 grams, and it has a full QWERTY keyboard, touchpad, extra USB ports, card reader for a better experience, and looks like a very, very complete system. No mention of pricing yet, I guess, but I guess we'll see these soon enough. And it's interesting that the one that you want to talk about is actually one that they picked for the Best Choice Awards at Computex.
Yeah, because it's really, really something really different, you know, like it's different from other offerings, you know. And another tablet that Asus was displaying there, it's like also the same deal, you know, like they're not releasing, just displaying, showing, talking about it, creating mm-hmm. a fuss to see how people react, right, was the eTablet Slider. It's a tablet that has a hidden keyboard on its back. So it's a tablet, you use like a tablet, and when you want to type, you slide the back of the device, and then you have a full keyboard there.
It's sort of like you see these phones, the cell
phones.
Yeah,
it's similar to the idea of the phones that have the hidden keyboard as well,
right,
that you slide and type. But then it's different because it's a full keyboard, you know, like the full-size keyboard.
Sure.
Just like a laptop. So not exactly like a laptop, because laptops are usually a little bit bigger than a tablet, but the same size of maybe a netbook kind of keyboard. So it's interesting. That's a tablet that maybe I would buy. Because I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like the concept of the tablet, because I like the physical keyboard. When I use a computer, you know, like after many, many years using computers, I like to have the physical feeling that I'm typing on a real keyboard, you know. It's funny. But.
Well, it's interesting because you don't like the virtual keyboard on a mm-hmm. tablet. That's the reason you haven't bought the iPad. But you know, Logitech just announced on a show a couple of days ago a new case for the iPad 2, when the case fits over the iPad, it makes it one thin unit. But when you lift the case out and you flip the iPad around horizontally, the bottom of the case actually has a full QWERTY keyboard built into it.
Oh, really?
So that you can type directly on the iPad using the keyboard that's built into the case that's protecting the top of the iPad. Very slick. If you get a chance, go over to the Logitech website and check out their tablet products, because it's brand new. And for those of you who are still looking for a way of carrying around a tablet, the Logitech solution offers a really ingenious way of adding a physical keyboard to something like an iPad 2.
That's awesome. Sounds terrific. So
yeah,
several companies thinking about that. This problem that some users have, that they need the keyboard, you know.
I have to admit, I mean, I like a virtual keyboard. I mean, it's nice and everything, but I guess if I'm doing a lot of a long typing, maybe I would want an actual physical keyboard. It makes sense, and you get the tactile of it. But you know, when you want to type a few notes and a few quick things, jot off an email, the virtual keyboard is very, very nice. And as a matter of fact, one of the things that they've introduced with the new iOS 5 for it is that the virtual keyboard splits in half. Which so actually you can hold the iPad and then use your thumbs to type on each the left and the right sides of the split keyboard, so it's kind of cool. That's up on the Apple website if you want to see that. So anyway, just some interesting novelty and different solutions that they're coming up for these things. So what else did you see out of Computex that you liked?
Oh, there's a lot of prototypes, you know, like products, like I told you, crazy ideas that maybe. arrive on the market, maybe not. Mm-hmm. So I saw some of those that were really, really interesting. And the craziest one was from Silverstone. I mean, the craziest in my opinion. No?
Yeah, of course, Silverstone. All right.
Silverstone is a case power supply manufacturer. They were displaying a huge case that had 19 expansion slots. So if you don't are not used to that, but a normal case has only 7 expansion slots. This is usually enough for most people. So they come up with a huge case that has 19 expansion slots. So allow
Whoa.
You to install. Yeah. So imagine how many video cards you can install at the same time. So the idea for this case is like it's crazy. It's for you building because there is a technique called GPGPU. You know, using the video card GPU, meaning the video card processing chip, to process applications instead of video, mm-hmm. you know. So any video calls this, how they call this? I forgot. But anyway, each company calls a different name, but GPGPU is more the generic name
yeah.
for that.
By the way, is that Silverstone one word? Silverstone, is that it?
Yeah, Silverstone is the name of the company. The name of the product is TJ12. Okay. And then, so the idea is to build, if someone crazy enough wants, to put like 6 video cards, 7 video cards, even more than that. With 19, you can put up to 8 video cards. And to use these video cards to do regular processing. So they were telling me that, oh, this is like for scientific kind of processing, people that want a really high computational power and use this kind of technology, meaning using the video card GPU to process math, you know, like a complex kind of processing mm-hmm. to use that. So you can, with one single case, have several video cards. But they're still trying it and see if people like it and stuff, still on prototype stage.
All right. And I guess if you never run out of places to put a video or any kind of interface card in something like that.
No, it's crazy because this case also supports 4 power supplies. So imagine.
4 power supplies. Boy, I'll tell you.
Imagine a computer with 4 power supplies.
Ben, you'd be all hooked up, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
He's speechless. You know, I got to tell you. We're going to take a little break here, and we'll continue on. Gabriel Torres, the editor-in-chief of Hardware Secrets, here with us tonight. We're talking about what he saw out at Computex in Taiwan, and we'll continue on with him right after this. Have you noticed that your PC gets slower over time? So what do? It's time for System Mechanic from Iolo Technologies. Only System Mechanic resolves all 9 root causes of PC slowdown, making it the most effective tool at getting your PC running like new again. And with the new version 10, System Mechanic introduces the whole home license, which means you can install it on every PC in your household. The makers of System Mechanic have been around for over 12 years now, offer free technical support, and are a local U.S.-based company. In fact, PC Magazine just named System Mechanic the best tune-up tool available and ranked it as the #1 PC performance software in the recent lab test comparison testing. Get System Mechanic today at Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Staples, or at most of your favorite retail stores, or download it at iolo.com. That's iolo.com. Remember, if you want your PC to run fast, stable, and reliable, like mine does, go to iolo.com and get System Mechanic. You'll be glad you did.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 120,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy and major car companies filing for bankruptcy, Cover America Auto Care has announced revolutionary, inexpensive mechanical breakdown coverage that is now available to the general public to save consumers thousands on auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for drivers to call who own a vehicle that is less than 10 years old for a free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number is 800-483-2514. Drivers who are covered with this auto protection will not have to pay for a covered repair again. This is the auto coverage now sweeping across America at a fraction of what dealerships charge and is now available to the public by calling today. The number to call is 800-483-2514. 800-483-2514. That's 800-483-2514.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. The Anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior. But for some reason, you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of The Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how The Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that The Total Transformation program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
21 minutes after the hour here on the Computer America Show, 866-606-TALK, the toll-free number, live at ComputerAmerica.com or the chat room at ComputerAmerica.com. Gabriel Torres, editor-in-chief of Hardware Secrets, joins us for both hours tonight on this Wednesday Madness, and he's going to continue to do this on a regular basis now. He's going to be with us every second Wednesday Madness of the month to help us with what it is that we're talking about. Now, right now, we're talking about the he's just back from the big, huge convention out there in Taiwan, and it's called Computex. And so you're talking about some of the things that you've seen out there and some of the things that you liked. Anything out there you didn't like, that you did not like?
Yeah, I saw some stuff that I didn't like, but this I just passed along.
Okay. All right.
And there's a lot of crappy products as well, you know. A lot of really low-end kind of products, because the show is not only for the audience. The main purpose of this show is for companies to find customers, you know. So many manufacturers trying to find distributors on different countries and so on. So there's a lot of different, let's say, qualities of manufacturers, you know, like there's, like, we'll talk about high-end manufacturers such as Asus, Intel, and stuff, but Silverstone, but there's also a lot of really low-end manufacturers there.
I get it. Let me ask you this. So you're out there, you're looking at all the different things there, and you're saying the things that you didn't like are certainly not worth mentioning. Would you say the things that you liked all came from the big names, or there were some? With all these conventions, sometimes there's a general underlying theme. Was there any general underlying theme for this particular Computex, or was it just all over the road?
Yeah, I think the tablets. That's what I saw everywhere. I know.
Okay.
Everywhere, and I was thinking, hey, damn, you know, like every year is the same thing. Someone comes with one idea, and then a Computex, bam, you see all manufacturers presenting the same idea. It was amazing because some years ago, a company called Shuttle, they released the idea of a mini PC, you know, like a very small PC.
Right.
It was the first company to release a successful small form factor computer. It's called SFF, small form factor.
Mm-hmm.
And this the Shuttle mini PC was at the time a success. They were selling well and stuff. So that particular year in Computex, all case manufacturers and motherboard manufacturers were displaying something to compete against Shoto's mini PC. And next year, gone, you know, like, they're not caring about that anymore, you know, just to show we have to, me too product, you know.
A lot of copying goes on in the industry.
Yeah, a lot of copying of ideas.
Well, that's it. You know, you can only protect intellectual property so much, and then you have. So it was mostly tablets. So we can continue to talk about tablets, or were there other products out there that you'd like for our?
Yeah, there's other products that I like. You know, like there's some ideas that I like. For instance, MSI, you know, like motherboard and video card manufacturers, they release a video card that has a really interesting feature that I thought is like when you turn on the computer, the fan on the video card spins backwards for the first 30 seconds, you know, and the idea is to remove all the dust that gets stuck on the video card fan.
I
like this idea, you know, like something silly, quote unquote, you know, like it's something small feature, but I think it's interesting because if you open your computer after a couple of years, the video card is messy, you know, full of dust.
Yeah, anyone who's opened up or looked at a video card will tell you about the tons of dirt that gets at the point where it stifles the fan and chokes the system. So if they have something just 30 seconds that reverses the direction of it, blows some of that stuff out, doesn't give it a chance to build up, I would say all the more power to them. You know, that would be a good thing.
I like this feature, you know, like some really nice idea. Because I've seen people burning video cards because the fan got stuck, mm-hmm. you know, the video card overheated, and the video card died, you know.
Yeah.
Because of that, I've seen that in the past.
Yeah, that's when a can of compressed air will come in real handy too.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
You blow a can of and you see this horrible cloud of dust coming onto your computer because you blasted some compressed in there. You know, it's time to take that thing out and get it cleaned. You know, that's happened to you. You had some desktop systems that got pretty dirty, didn't you?
I lived with multiple dogs and multiple. Brother, or just one brother, but
multiple brothers,
and it seemed like it. And I blew out this dust ball from my fan on my graphics card.
Yeah,
like my computer actually shut off a few times. I didn't realize it was a fan. It actually got clogged and stuck, and it wouldn't move. And then it overheated, and you know the display just shut off completely.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took it out, and it looked like I pulled a little hamster out of my. out of my video card. It was like a little gray. It was really soft, so it was, you know, dog hair. But, you know, if you spend, you know, 2 years and you don't take a look at the thing, you're going to be surprised at what you find.
Yeah, I would imagine. You could actually name the fur ball, you know, like it's, and just feed it or
it
something.
Was it was. His name was Gizmo.
There you go. All right, so that's a cute, an interesting little novelty. What else did you see?
Yeah, so this video, the same video card, the blades of the fan, it changes the color depending on the temperature. So the blades, when you look at the video card, it's blue, right?
Yeah.
So the fan is blue. So as long as your computer heats, the color changes to white. It's something different. I don't know if it's good or bad, but, you know, they're trying to do something different. It's kind
of
different.
Okay. All right.
I wouldn't buy because of that. I would buy because of the reverse spin. That's an interesting idea.
Well, I wouldn't have flown all the way to Taiwan to see it, but
it'll be on the market really soon.
Okay. Color-changing fan, heat-sensitive color. They put some sort of liquid crystals in there to make it do that. Well, it could be, exactly.
Like the moon rings from the 70s, huh?
Yeah. Well, what, Dad?
You guys, you know, kind of bashing this thing, but I know a lot of people that spend a lot of time and a lot of money to get their computer looking really nice so they can actually set it up on their table instead of, you know, underneath their desk.
That's true. Yes, they do. A lot of people love to show off the insides of the computer. They have lights in them. They have actually persistence of vision technology on the fan, so when the fan spins around, you can see the time and the date floating in over the fan. I mean, they do some really cool things. Yeah, so right, you know, Ben's absolutely right. A lot of people just don't like to put it away under the desk somewhere. Some people like to show off their equipment. Mm-hmm. That's very, very true. Yeah.
You know what's interesting? At the same time, a lot of people. This is one tip for the listeners. Though, when you buy a computer case, if you're building yourself. You know, like the computer or paying someone to build a custom computer, you should pay attention because some cases, they don't have air filters, you know. And one good idea is to have, whenever you have a fan, to have an air filter so dust doesn't blow inside the computer, so you don't have the problem you're describing with the dust.
There you go. What about water cooling on a computer?
Water cooling, it's an interesting thing, you know, like because we
or liquid
about
cooling.
This. Yeah, the water cooling thing is, in the past, was like target to really the enthusiasts because, you know, like you had to build yourself the system. You have to buy the parts separately and then put together and stuff. Mm-hmm. But now the game changed completely, you know. Like now there are some liquid cooling solutions. They're like pre-assembled.
Right, they're
you
kits.
You just install. Yeah, the kits. Not even a kit, but it's like a pre-assemble. You don't need to do anything. You just install like a regular CPU cooler, and that's it. You don't need to connect the hoses. You don't need to put the liquid. It's maintenance-free.
Yeah, I think that's very cool. Listen, we're going to take a break, and then we'll continue on. This is the Computer America Show. We're talking about Computex in Taiwan with Gabriel Torres, Editor-in-Chief of Hardware Secrets. Be right
back.
Hi,
I'm Robert Reese with the CEO Show Minute, where we connect you with America's top CEOs on Business Talk Radio Network. First this.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com. Not Geico.RidiculouslySimpleSavings or Geico.PayYourBill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Robert Reese with the CEO Show Minute here with Danielle Lamar, CEO of Cirque du Soleil. Let's talk about what a business can learn from a circus.
Creativity has to be in the center of a business today, whatever business you're in. In our situation, it's obvious, but if I would go back in the corporate world, I will certainly pay much more attention to creativity. Because right now, you know, if you look to companies that are successful, they're the ones who are coming to the market with new ideas. You know, every day at Cirque, start with the sentence that says, what is there impossible that I can try to achieve today?
Who asked that question?
it's us among ourselves. You know, every time.
Do you seek the impossible? Is that it?
That's what we do because you know it's too easy to go and always repeat the same thing, always repeat the same formula. And even in an organization like us, if we don't challenge ourselves, we might stop to innovate.
Thanks, Danielle. I'm Robert Reese. Today we spoke with Danielle Lamar, CEO of Cirque du Soleil. The key, what is there impossible I can achieve today? Tomorrow we'll talk with Danielle about innovation.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. Seven has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven. Available at Walmart and other lawn and garden retailers.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
Hello and welcome back to the Computer America Show. We're joined this 35 minutes past the hour. Almost forgot that. And we are joined by Gabriel Torres, who is editor of Hardware Secrets. Gabriel, about the Computex, you touched on this lightly before, but I just want to clarify, is this thing really a who's who of technologies there, or is it like a healthy mix of companies trying to get their new products out and just people who spend the weekend in Taiwan want to come to this thing, or is it just all business and all new products?
A little bit of everything.
That was easy.
I would say the last 2 days of Computex is called the End User or Consumer Day, so it's open to the normal people. Like if you want to go there and look, and not in the media, you're not like a looking there to, do business. You can go to the last 2 days of the show just to see the what's new, what's interesting, and walk around basically. But the first 5 days of the show are more like for business. So it's more media and people that are like representing a company, like distributors, importers, and this sort of thing, and resellers, and they want to go there and make business, see new products so they can see, discover new companies, and they want to represent or sell their products. And also, it's an opportunity for, if you are a manufacturer of any sort of electronic gadget, you go there to find, vendors for the components you need to build your own gadget.
Anything grab your attention out there that was really impressive, like maybe a cold fusion power supply or something?
Well, there was always, because, it used to be more like this. This year was not so much. In the past, each booth was competing against each other to see who would make more noise, who would bring more attention, who would get the hottest girls, and but this year was not like this. The only different thing that I saw, like a cold fusion kind of motherboard, was on a manufacturer called G-Skill. They are a memory manufacturer, and they were doing demonstrating how to do overclocking using liquid nitrogen. So it was kind of cool, this really nerdy guys with some big monitors, and they were explaining step by step how to use liquid nitrogen to use the overclocking, how this particular memory could, was better than the competitors to extreme overclocking with liquid nitrogen. It was interesting,
Yeah, but how practical, really? I mean,
yeah.
Have liquid nitrogen in your freezer. Exactly.
Practical, but was some kind of interesting, because it was not only the kids demonstrating the stuff, but also sort of a tutorial step-by-step stuff, so it was interesting.
Did they have, printers there from printer companies showing off anything in the printing category?
If they had, I didn't see.
Okay. So no printers. What about other consumer computer devices? I mean,
video monitors.
Video monitors.
Networking, lots and lots of networking products.
Really?
And networking related products. So I was talking about RAID box, you know, like lots of this kind of product, you know, like an external case for you to install hard drives, and then you can access your media, you know, like your files from any computer in your house or office. So a lot of manufacturers displaying this kind of technology, which is not new, you know, like it's been out for a while. But what's new is that you start to see a lot of companies that we never heard about before manufacturing those.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, for example, we just had Belkin on this past week talking about their newest wireless routers, and tomorrow we actually have Cisco is going to be on the show talking about their wireless routers and so all the improvements that we just recently had Netgear. So now these are all name companies everybody knows. So, yeah. But when you go and you look out and you see here's a company from Gawa Technology, you know, it makes a networking device or a high-speed USB dongle from Gemtek. You wonder, are these products ever going to make it to the United States? Are we ever going to see these little tiny companies with their alternative solutions?
What I think they were trying to do is to display the that they can manufacture. So basically, if you are a U.S. brand, you have a brand, then you buy from them, OEM kind of deal, like they manufacture for you and put your brand on the product, you know. Mm. So I think that's why they have a lot of booths displaying this kind of products with companies that nobody never ever heard about. No.
Well,
because there's a lot of companies like this in the market today, you know, like they are not the real manufacturers. Most of hardware PC component companies are like this. They're not the real manufacturers. They either ask someone to manufacture for them, or they buy simply a ready-made product. They just change the name for the name they want.
Now that's not true with some of the really big ones. I mean, now when you have someone like a Netgear or Linksys, these companies are met. These companies are making these products.
It's a little bit different in this case. They are engineering the product. The manufacturer itself, they may hire some other company to manufacture for them, but the product was they engineered it. They projected, they designed the product. It's different. It's different from, you know, like buying a product that someone else designed and put just your name on it.
Is it important to me as a consumer when I go shopping and I buy a product from, let's say, a company whose name I know, and should I find it disturbing that this company actually didn't build the product? It was made somewhere in Taiwan?
Because it depends a lot on the company. Because, you know, like you could buy, for instance, if you're a company like Corsair, for instance. Corsair doesn't manufacture anything. They buy from other companies, right? So, but the Corsair products, they choose the best ones in the class, you know, next to the best ones in the class. So when you buy a product from this particular brand, you know that they deselected their vendors very carefully. So it's good. It's not won't be a bad product.
For instance,
to give you an example.
Yeah.
We are talking about the liquid cooling solution. Corsair series of liquid cooling solutions is made by another manufacturer called AZTEC. And the AZTEC is really high-end, you know. So even though it's not manufactured by them, the company they chose to buy from is really well-known, really respectable, you know, like really has a really good reputation. So
okay.
It's not always the case that, of course, they, you know, other brands can decide to go cheap and decide to pick a vendor that's not so good.
Now, so a lot of these things that we're seeing are positioned to have a different name placed on them rather than having the company itself. They are intended to be OEMs, other equipment manufacturer. And this is the type of company that you will probably find at a Computex?
You'll see lots of them. Lots of them, especially on the hall that I went one day. Especially for networking products, a lot of really, really little companies that I never heard about, like with the funniest names.
Now, here's one, for example. Here's a Bluetooth portable stereo speaker. unto itself, standard, together, everything. It's made for a company called Juster, J-U-S-T-E-R Company Limited. So I've never heard of the company. Looks like a nice Bluetooth. It looks very similar to ones that I've seen in some of the big stores. So I'm wondering if this is probably where they went. You know, and again, the tip-off, you look at this. It reminds me of a story my wife told me. You look at the spelling on the instructions here. Here on the website, it's talking about the features, and it's talking about one of the features it has is LAW battery detector. It should be low battery, but it's LAW battery detector. So I'm going, you know, okay.
But that's exactly the point with this company. The product may be good, but this Chinese/Taiwanese companies, in most cases, of course, there's some exceptions, but in most cases, they don't have a clue on how to market the products, you know. Yeah. Sometimes the product may be good, but they, you know, like don't hire someone to translate the instruction manual, you know, like someone in the U.S. to translate or at least revise, you know, do some proofreading. Yeah. And you see, you know, like, and you look at the products like, I'm not so sure, you know, like you look at the packaging, you look at the instruction manuals, like, this look crap, you know, like, and you don't buy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
But they don't get it. And they usually don't want to invest on that. So.
Yes, well, all right, so you're seeing a lot of these products that are really intended to be OEM'd and brought to market by another company, and they get a good deal with them, and then they move forward with it. Now there are a lot of other companies out there that I know, for example, that you'll see similar things like and you go to a Brookstone and you'll see a lot of the products there. They're from a company called iHome. But these products, for the most part, are made here in the United States. They don't get them from companies like at the Computex. These are actually designed there, and I believe so. So I guess it just depends where you go and what you're buying, and you have to be careful and just know what it is. And not necessarily you're going to get a bad thing. What you might be getting is really nice, but you know, if you want to know where it's coming from, I guess just buyer beware.
Do your homework.
Do your homework, exactly. All right, listen, we can take a break and we'll continue on. This is the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network. Talking to Hardware Secrets editor Gabriel Torres. We'll continue on. Stay with us.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. DEET-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables, the anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
And welcome back to the Computer America Show, 50 minutes past the hour. And if you don't know who's joining us, shame on you. But it is Gabriel Torres, editor of Hardware Secrets. And we're talking about Computex that was recently held in Taiwan, and Gabriel went to it. And I noticed that they have a whole bunch of different awards. And this next product that I was just looking up about, that was at the convention, won the Green Award, you know, the most environmentally sound award. And Asus, again, actually designed a 24-inch computer monitor with using bamboo instead of plastic as much as they could. and they took out, you know, all the back of the casing where you would normally see plastic would be is bamboo. It uses 65% less power because it uses a mercury-free LED. And, you know, it's a really great product. And what I most like about it is that because it's bamboo, over time, it'll actually change color and kind of have a more dynamic look than just, you know, black plastic on your back. It'll actually change to, like, a darker color. And,
Is it sort of like that fan in the video card that changed colors that gets warmer and then goes back? No.
That was novelty. This is more green and environmentally sound. So I kind of like this one a little bit better.
What's your thoughts on that, Gabriel?
Yeah. So the Asus, it's not the first time that Asus uses bamboo. They released some years ago a whole laptop made of bamboo. The casing of the laptop was also made of bamboo. So it was really beautiful, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A bamboo computer.
Yeah. Not the, I think they like the bamboo. It's very Asian, right? So they like it.
I would think so. It's a It makes good flooring too. I'm not sure how for technology purposes, but I guess it must work. It must work, you know. Yeah. So I guess in this last segment here, why don't you kind of wind it up and, you know, tell us a little bit about what you saw and what your thoughts were with Computex.
So basically, in summary, lots of tablets for the company, so we should be seeing in the next few months a lot of other competitors to iPad arriving on the market by other companies.
Mm-hmm.
And big companies, small companies, doesn't matter. We'll a lot of people trying to compete against the iPad. And we have this terrific new form factor of laptops, the Ultra Thin.
Yes.
That should be arriving by the end of the year.
That's going to be interesting.
People that like laptops, mobile computing will definitely want to take a look at that. You know, like will be a PC that finally will be able to compete with the MacBook Air.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? And the number of companies are getting smaller for PC components, like the motherboard manufacturers, video card manufacturers. The number of manufacturers of those reduced a lot.
Yeah, Asus is still out there, obviously. So
yeah, Asus is one of the big ones, you know, mm-hmm. the big names. You know, but they manufacture a lot of stuff, like Ben was saying about the monitor. I was just mentioning tablets and laptops, and they manufacture other things. And for the Asian market, they manufacture cell phones and they manufacture cases and lots of stuff.
They're keeping themselves. Yeah, they're keeping themselves diversified. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and most of this stuff that they manufacture don't come to the U.S. You know, like it's restricted to the Asia Pacific market. So lots of stuff don't arrive here.
So what stories are going to be seeing in HardwareSecrets.com? What's coming up?
Oh, same power supplies, cases, and stuff. Next week, this week, I'm going to be really busy because I was traveling, so I got a lot of products to review. And then usually after trade show like this, you know, like I meet new people and they say, oh, you want to review this product? You want to review this product? And then they keep sending me stuff, so I will be pretty busy for the next weeks.
Sounds like a tough life to keep sending you stuff, huh?
I have to work, right?
You have to work, exactly. Well, there you go. Well, Gabriel, listen, it's a pleasure having you here on the program, and look forward to having you back next month talking. But now, what's up for next month? Are you going anywhere else, or are you going to be staying in town?
I'll probably be staying in town.
Okay, so one convention a year, is that it?
No, actually, September I have another one. It's called IDF. It's the Intel Developer Forum. This one's really cool as well. It's when Intel and some partners of Intel, they display, they talk about new technologies they are developing, so it's more like stuff that is going to take like 1 year or two to arrive on the market. So it's really, really interesting. It's showing development. So
really?
Kind of cool. Uh-huh.
All right. And you'll be attending that as well?
Yes, every year ago. It's really interesting.
Okay. Well, we'll count on you to report on that for
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Gabriel, listen, thanks so much for being with us here tonight again. And again, it's Hardware Secrets, HardwareSecrets.com. You can check out and read the newsletter and read all the stories and see in more detail of what Gabriel saw out of Taiwan at the Computex that was just held there. Thanks again for being with us here tonight, Gabriel.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Craig.
All right. Take care. Good night.
Good night.
There you go. All right. So, Ben, I know you have... we got the Facebook winner, and now, what do they have to do to win on Facebook? What's the story there? They go to Facebook.com, they type in.
They go to Facebook.com, they go to the Computer America wall, and you put in your Social Security code, your full name, mother's maiden name, you know, billing address,
bank account numbers. I don't think so.
Whatever you feel we should know. No, all you have to do is go to the Computer America Facebook page and like us.
Uh-huh.
Little top right, there should be a little like icon. Click it.
Thumbs up.
There you go. You're entered.
And when you're and now once you've entered, you have to enter in every single week. And once you're entered, you don't have to keep liking it. You're in, correct?
Once you're in, you're in for good.
You're in, and you're in for good. Okay, and that's it. And we have different prizes every single week. I know Wendelin won the Trend Micro Titanium, And she's got that. And also, and the new prize now is going to be that high-definition camera webcam from Microsoft. So that's going to be interesting. And we're going to have different prizes every week. Is that what we're going to go for here?
I think, you know, especially to start with, it would just be too boring if we gave out the same prize for three, 4 weeks in a row.
All right. So we're going to try to mix it up and make it entertaining. So head over to our Facebook page and check it out. Now, tomorrow night in the first hour, we're going to have a company called AirRun. And this is an app that they just released. Get this. It's an iPhone app that lets you post errand requests to local people who will run your errands for you for just a few bucks. How's that? You need to go to a grocery store, but you can't just go to AirRun. It'll find somebody in your area, and they'll do the errand for you. How cool is that? How convenient is that? Wow. And then in hour two, Cisco is going to be joining us here. That's right. We're going to, Cisco, they're going to be talking about their new E-series of wireless routers. What's new in the line? Dual band routers. Cisco, one of the big names in the making of wireless routers. It's all coming up tomorrow night. So we hope we will see you there. So until tomorrow night, this is Craig Crossman hoping that your hard disk never becomes floppy. We'll see you tomorrow night.
What's a floppy?
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
Richard Stewart, Osama bin Laden's deputy, is warning that Muslims will exact revenge on America for the death of bin Laden. Ayman al-Zawahiri made the warning in a videotape eulogy for the slain al-Qaeda leader. Bin Laden was killed in the May 2nd raid by U.S. Navy SEALs in Pakistan. It's been more like August than June in half the country. Temperatures in the 90s forced schools with no air to close early. Baltimore and Washington hit 99, both records. Washington area resident Judy Hefner says she can't believe how hot it is in the middle of June in the nation's capital.
If it's this hot this early, what's July and August going to be like? August is usually pretty awful, so it might be even more awful than usual.
Hundreds of thousands of people as far east as Texas could soon feel the impact of a massive forest fire in eastern Arizona. The fire is headed for a pair of transmission lines that supply electricity. About 389,000 acres have burned. This is IRN USA Radio News.
If you are over the age of 30 and are serious about losing 1 to 2 pounds a day, please stay tuned to this important announcement. A local market trial is starting now for an incredible weight loss breakthrough called HCG Extreme, and you may be eligible to receive a free 30-day supply. We are looking for 200 people to receive this risk-free trial. HCG Extreme is not a fad, gimmick, or diet craze. There's no doctor's prescription needed. It simply helps reduce cravings, therefore you eat less. HCG is considered one of the fastest and most effective ways to lose weight and keep it off. And best of all, with the HCG Extreme convenient drops, you don't wait weeks to see results. It happens daily. HCG Extreme is now being released to the public in key markets. The first 200 callers are guaranteed participation in the trial.
To find out how to get your bottle of HCG Extreme risk-free, call now. 1-800-605-1672. That's 800-605-1672. Free bottles for a limited time. So call 800-605-1672. That's 800-605-1672.
The Obama administration is asking five key military allies to take on a greater share of the NATO-led air campaign.